Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the past and death. Responsively, again, there are those
it is said clearly that you don't expect the general mass of people to be conversant with spiritual. They must preach on Negra. What is that? Read the first line. Anne pe ajananta. Generally, people, they do not know what is the value of a spiritual knowledge. Murha. They have been called as murha. And duskritina. Duskritina means always engaged in sinful activities. If you do not have Krishna consciousness, then your eating, sleeping, or walking, whatever you are doing, is all sinful. All sinful. You do not know how you are becoming responsible for killing so many ants while you are walking. You are walking, you do not know. We have seen so many ants are loitering on the street. And you are killing. That means you are responsible. You cannot kill even a single ant. So therefore, unless you come to Krishna consciousness, whatever you are acting in your daily life, it is sinful. And you are becoming complicated, involved. This is the padang padang jada vipadang. This world is so mad that in every step you are creating some dangerous position. Padam padam jada vipadam. This material world is like that. Bhunyante te abham papam. Jivachanti atma karana. Generally people, they cook for themselves nice palatable foodstuff for eating and enjoying. But they do not know that they are eating all sinful yasas. Bhunyante te abham pap. Vipachanti atma karana. What is the difference between this house and the next house? Here we cook for Krishna, not for ourselves. Therefore, we are being saved. Otherwise, if you don't cook for Krishna, if you cook for yourself, then it is in Bhagavad Gita I say, Bhunyante te abham papa, vipachanti atma. So these things are to be learned. Anne ajananta. People generally, they do not know that they are in a dangerous position. this material life. Dangerous position means, now you may think that I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I am Billa, big man. But after death, you have to accept another body. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. There is dehāntara. Na hannate hannamāne sarīre. All them to be done. You are not dead simply by annihilation of the body. Na hannate hannamāne sarīre. Nitta sāsatayam. You are nitta sāsata. Na jāyate na mriyate. You have no birth, no death. The birth and death is simply changing body. Just like we have changed so many bodies. I was a child. That the child body is no longer to be seen. That does not mean I am dead. I had my body of a child. That body is now finished. There is no such body. You can see in photograph your body, childhood body. But where is that body? That body is gone. So, body gone, but you are living. Very difficult to understand. And Krishna says, na hannate hannamane sarire. The body being lost, the person is not lost. The person is living. Exactly. Just like I was a young man like you. I was also very beautiful at that time. But where is that body? But that body is gone, but that does not mean I am dead. Similarly, when this body, this old body, when it will be not workable, the machine will not act. So, I or you, everyone of us, will have to change. Suppose your car is going on. Somehow or other, the car stops. Then you take another car and continue your journey. The car stops to work, does not mean that the man who is in the car, he also stops. No. He continues. Therefore it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, na hannate hannamāne sarīre. Your work is not stopped. You are transferred to another body. And because you have to work with this body in this material world, if a car is already ready, you can. But this car, next car, is not ready. But it will have to be manufactured. How? You have to enter into the particular type of mother. And the mother's material ingredients will help you to manufacture a particular type of car or body. The body is also a car, a machine. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurhani mahaya. Jantra. It has been said as jantra. A machine. This is just like machine. And we can perceive that as soon as some part of the machine is slackened or not in order, that is your disease condition. You cannot walk. But this, we must, dangerous position means that we should not be very much satisfied or rest assured that I am in very secure position because I am American or I am this, I am that. You are not in secure position. At any moment, this car, this body functioning will stop and you have to change. So therefore, you do not know what kind of change is going there. It may be very nice change, but it may be very bad change. So therefore, it is very dangerous position. It is very dangerous. You do not know. You have to know. You can know that if you follow this Shastric injunction in the Bhagavad Gita. You do not know what kind of body I am going to get next life. But you can know from Bhagavad Gita. You cannot speculate, but you can know from Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says, Kudranga chanti sattasva madhyeti chanti rajasa jaganna gunavittisya adhova chanti tamasa. Udham vatshanti sattva-sva, those who are in the most of goodness, satagun, just like Brahman, they will be promoted to the higher planetary system. Madhya-tishanti, adhosa, those who are passionate, they will remain within this material. Everything is material. This middle portion of the material. And adhovatsandhi tamasa. Tamasi, eating, tamasing, sleeping. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, adhovatsandhi tamasa. They go down. That means they will have to accept the body of animal or lower than that, or in the lower planetary system. Everything is there. Adhovatsanti tamasa. Janti jiva brata jiva. Jiva brata. Those who are attached to worship the demigods, they will go to the particular planet where Indra, Chandra, Lord Shiva or Brahma, like that, you can go there. Janti Deva Brata. Pindadan. We have seen the Hindus, they offer oblations to the poor fathers. So they go to the Tidri Loka. Jansi Bhuteja Bhutani, those who are ordinary materialistic persons, they remain in this world. And Madhyajinopi Jansi Ma. And those who are Krishna conscious, they will come to me. Krishna says. So, why not become Krishna conscious and go directly back to home, back to God? This is our mission. You have to prepare for the next life. There are so many different types of next life. Beginning from Brahma Loka down to the Arama Bhuvana Loka. Punaravartina. So, why should we try for making a better position within this material world? Why? Why we should waste our time like that? We have seen that to occupy the post of president, Mr. Nixon, how much he had to work in the beginning? I was at that time in America. He was advertised, America needs now Nixon. So, he had to spend millions and millions of dollars, so many cliques and so many intricacies, political things, got the presidency, somehow. And now, he's dragged down. Now he's offered position. So, similarly, going to the higher-ranking system, you have to undergo so many hostilities, penances, or even if you can go to the Brahma Loka or Brahma Emergence, Arujya Krishna Param Padam Tata Patanti Yadha. There is no security in any place. But Krishna says, Jadgatyana Nivartante Tadhamam Param. But he can go at a place where from he haven't got to return. That is my paramita. So why not? Madhyajino Pijantima. So if you want to see Krishna, the simple thing, Krishna has agreed to take your service because you cannot see Krishna physically. You can see. This Krishna, when he's present in this murti, deity, he's physically present because you cannot work without Krishna's being physically present. Krishna is everything. So because you cannot see Krishna otherwise, therefore Krishna has appeared before you just like a stone statue. Because you cannot see Krishna without his becoming a stone statue or wooden statue. That is Krishna's mercy. But that does not mean Krishna is stone. Krishna is everything. So, Madhyajina, to accept your worship, Krishna is here. Don't consider that here is a stone deity. No, this is Krishna. He has agreed. Because Madhyajina, Krishna says, one who worships me. Now, ordinarily, where is Krishna? I don't find. Therefore, Krishna is available in this form. Krishna is so kind that you tell me, you offer me service, Madhyajina. I will accept. We should worship Krishna in that spirit, not that we are worshipping a stone. He cannot see, let me do all nonsense. In the deep room, no, you think. Don't be so much cunning. He's more cunning than you. You can see, just like in that story, the old Brahmin and the young Brahmin, Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi Gopal, so the young man came to Krishna. And Vrindavan said, you have to go to give witness because the old man is not keeping his promise. So Krishna said to the young devotee that how we are proposing that I shall go? Can a stone deity can walk? Do you think? He said, yes, if the stone deity can speak, he can walk also. The devotee is so strong. So Krishna had to, yes, I will. First of all, he wanted to avoid. Then when he saw that he is not ordinarily good, he said, all right, I will go. So he came from Vrindavan to Katak. So don't think that is stone deity. Saksat Virendananda. Directly Krishna. But he is available to my capacity of understanding him. Not that he is different from the original Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastime, everything absolute. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it does not mean that it is a sound. It is Krishna, personally. You are in direct touch with Krishna when you chant Hare Krishna. This is realization. This is Krishna consciousness. So how one can learn? That would be said here. Anne-bhya, what is that? Those who do not know, they can come to this Krishna consciousness center and they will understand by hearing. Remember, anne-anne-va. They do not know. People, we are opening so many centers. Why? Because people do not know. And it is our duty to give them chance to know what is Krishna. This is duty. This is... Because people in general, they do not know what is Krishna. We are giving them chance to know Krishna. So by knowing Krishna, what will happen? Yes? Sutya evam upa. What is it? Teji cha atitaranti. They also can go back to home, back to God. By learning. It is school. We are teaching others. Unfortunately, they do not take chance of learning this great science. They are so unfortunate. We are canvassing. We are going door to door. We are publishing books, we are flattering them, please come here, take prasadam, hear something from Bhagavad. No, they have no time. They have no time. They are working like cats and dogs, they will agree to go to transfer this body from this body to another abominable body. But they will not try to stop these repetition of birth and death. Maya is so strong. So it is our duty to preach, to broadcast the message of Bhagavad Gita as far as possible. That is our duty. It is not that it is a formality. It is not formality. It is our duty. Because Krishna, we are accepted. We are eternally servant of Krishna that we forgot. Now, in this life, we have surrendered to Krishna and accepted his service. Krishna, so long I forgot. I am your eternal servant. But I forgot. Now, in this life, I can understand, therefore I surrender unto you. This is all. Krishna consciousness, people mean, this is, that Krishna, I forgot you. I forgot my relationship with you. But now, I have come to know that I am your eternal servant. Therefore, engage me. I am also serving. I am not your master. In the material world, everyone is servant. Servant of the family, servant of the community, servant of the nation. Servant. Everyone is servant. Nobody is master. But what kind of servant? No. Servant of my senses. See, somebody is a servant of the society, servant of the family, servant of so many things. This summary is I am servant of my senses. Because I want sense enjoyment, therefore I become servant of my wife. Actually, this is the thing. I accept one woman as my wife. The real meaning is that I accept to become her servant. If I cannot satisfy her, then she will rebel. I want to satisfy her senses, then my sons, my daughters, even my servants. Nowadays servants you pay, but if he is dissatisfied, he immediately desires. So you have to threaten. So he may not work. So in this way, we are servants, we are never master. But by illusion, we cannot understand why one takes the responsibility of family life. Servants of so many items. Because I want to satisfy my senses. Therefore, I am servant of nobody, but I am servant of my senses. This is the position. So, when I forget to become servant of Krishna, then I become servant of my senses. My position as servant remains the same. Again, if I give up the servitude of my senses and accept the servitude of Krishna, then I am liberated. This is the position. Servant you have to do. Kama, the servant of Kama, Vinam, Kratidhana, Kratidha, Palita, Dunnidis. One who is intelligent, he comes to the senses. And he understands that I had been servant of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya, like this. So, I have served them satisfied. Nobody is satisfied. Natrupana, kurunaya. They are not satisfied. Go on serving. Even Mahatma Gandhi was serving his country, but he was killed by his countrymen. It is a fact. So you cannot satisfy. Who can give more service than Mahatma Gandhi? But what was the return? The return was that his countrymen killed him. This is the return. You go on serving. Your senses in the name of your country, society, family, they will never be satisfied. And as soon as there is possibility, they will kill. So, why should you be so much serious about serving other than Krishna, that is sense? Better serve Krishna. Then, you learn. What is it? Result? Mittum atitaranti. Then you shall pass the jurisdiction beyond the range of birth and death. What is the last line? Now, mittum, you conquer over this reputation of birth and death simply by this process of glory. Shruti parayana. Shruti-parayana. If you simply hear Bhagavad Gita from the right source regularly, by hearing only, you will be able to conquer over birth, death, old age, and disease. This is it. Thank you very much.